Jesus said to his disciples, I give you a new commandment, to love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. If you have loved one another, then everyone will know that you are my disciples. Foot washing is used as an act of service to be imitated by the disciples. And so, many churches include foot washing as part of the liturgy of their Maundy Thursday service. This year, because of COVID-19, we are not able to gather in person to worship, and many things are done differently. Without the actual foot washing to remind us to love and serve each other, we may as well look at foot washing from a different perspective. At the time of the Last Supper, Jesus rose from the table, took off his outer garment, and tied a towel round his waist, poured some water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel round his waist. When he came to Simon Peter, Peter did not want to let Jesus wash his feet, probably because Jesus was his teacher, and so he thinks he should be the one washing Jesus' feet. But Jesus said, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Hearing this, Peter let Jesus wash his feet. So it seems the importance of foot washing in this passage is more than just a demonstration of an act of service to be imitated by the disciples. Here Jesus' washing of Peter's feet is seen as a necessary condition for Peter's share with Jesus. To have a share with Jesus is to have fellowship with him, to participate fully in his life. In this passage, before Jesus actually stood up and washed the disciples' feet, there is an introduction describing where Jesus was at. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. He had already loved those in the world who were his own, and he loved them to the very end. Jesus knew that the Father had given him complete power. He knew that he had come from God and was going to God. So foot washing draws the disciples into the love that marks God and Jesus' relationship to one another and to the world, and marks the believer as one of Jesus' own. To have Jesus wash one's feet is to receive from Jesus an act of hospitality that decisively changes one's relationship to Jesus and through Jesus to God. God's love for the world in sending Jesus is here an act in Jesus' love for his own disciples. The interrelationship of God, Jesus, and the believer can be seen in this act of foot washing. The foot washing reveals Jesus' love for the disciples. It is this love that holds the promise of new life for the disciples. On this Maundy Thursday, besides thinking about our call to service, let's also think about our call to participation and relationship with Jesus. The two cannot be separated. One can follow Jesus' example only if one has already experienced Jesus' loving service for oneself. We love because God first loves us. In response to the love of God, we have our relationship with God. We have more strength to love because we are not just doing what we are supposed to do using our own strength, but we are connected to the source of love. We are called to embody the love and service of Jesus for one another. In our embodiment and enactment of Jesus' love, we reveal Jesus' identity to the world. When we are doing so, everyone will know that we are Jesus' disciples.
Jesus对他的门徒说：我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。洗脚是门徒要模仿效的一种的服务，因此很多教会在 Maundy Thursday 这一天的崇拜仪式里面都有作祝礼。今年由于新冠病毒蔓延，我们不能够聚在一起崇拜，很多事情都用不同的方式去进行。没有了实质的洗脚仪节去提醒我们要爱和彼此服侍，让我们从另外一个角度去看看洗脚的意思。在最后晚餐的时候，耶稣就离席起来，脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾去束腰，将水倒在盆里面，就去洗门徒的脚，并且用自己所束的手巾去擦干。当他要为彼得去洗脚的时候，彼得不愿意让耶稣去为他洗脚，可能是因为耶稣是他的老师，因此认为应该是他去为耶稣洗脚。不过耶稣说，我若不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。耶稣听了耶稣这样说，彼得就让耶稣为他洗脚。从这里看来，洗脚的重要性不单只是要指示一种行为让门徒去仿效。在这里耶稣洗彼得的脚是一个彼得和耶稣有份的一个必要的条件。和耶稣洗有份的意思就是和耶稣在一起去活他的生命。在这段经文里面，在耶稣站起来为门徒洗脚之前，有一段这样的描述。耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。耶稣知道父已经将万有交在他的手里面，且知道自己是从上帝出来的，就要归到上帝那里去。因此洗脚将门徒带到去上帝和耶稣对世的爱里面，信徒成为了是属于耶稣的。让耶稣洗一个人的脚是要接受耶稣的爱，改变了人和耶稣之间的关系，并且是藉着耶稣去到上帝那里。上帝爱世界，差派耶稣来到世界，在门徒的身上行出他的爱。在洗脚这个行动上面，我们可以看到上帝、耶稣和信徒之间的关系。洗脚展示了耶稣对门徒的爱，这种爱为门徒带来了新生命的应许。在这个 Maundy Thursday， 除了思想上帝叫我们要去服侍人，让我们都要思想和耶稣之间的关系。这两者是不能够分割开的，只有一个人经历过耶稣对他的爱，这个人才能够真正去仿效到耶稣爱的行为。我们爱因为上帝先爱我们，回应上帝对我们的爱，我们愿意和上帝建立关系，我们就可以有更多的力量去爱。我们不单只用我们自己的力量去做我们应该做的事，而是我们联系上了爱的源头了。我们要将耶稣的爱活在我们的生命之中，去彼此服侍。在我们活出和行出耶稣的爱的时候，我们就是将耶稣向世界展示出来了。当我们这样做的时候，世人就会知道我们是耶稣的门徒了。